Hey, you guys, we're excited to announce new merch. Go to stonerchickspodcast.com and check out the merch tab to see all of these new hats and mugs that we've got. The mugs say smoke your weed on one side and have a nice little leaf design, and they say Stoner Chicks Podcast on the other. And there's beanies that say SYW, you know, we know, smoke your weed. Check it out. There's all different colors. It's going to be a great time. We just wanted to get cozy with you. Some of them have pom-poms. They're going to be really cozy, very fashionable. StonerChicksPodcast.com, merch.
Hello and welcome to Stoner Chicks, the podcast for stoners by stoner chicks. I'm Kayla Teal.
I'm Stephanie Thompson.
I'm Phoebe Richards.
And I'm Grace Penzel. And I'm so excited to be with these beautiful women this afternoon.
Women, not females.
Not just any afternoon, but Friday the 13th.
Ooh. In prep for this episode, I got a PSL. It's that season. It's the fall season.
Can I confess something? You had texted us saying you thought you would get that in celebration. And so as I drove home from therapy, I also bought a pumpkin spice latte and I drank it while I smoked a joint earlier.
Yeah.
Nice. Ooh, Friday the 13th.
And a day to be grateful.
Oh, I am very grateful, and specifically very grateful for our Patreon peeps, or cuties, as we say, over on patreon.com/stonerchicks. And we have a new Patreon subscriber to thank, Nick from Chicago.
Oh,
thank you, Nick.
What's Nick's jingle?
I don't know.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you so much.
Nick, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Wow. I'm nicking it.
I mean, there's the Nickelodeon theme song, but just in case he's sick of that, we won't.
Yeah, good thinking, Kayla.
Phew.
Oh, but now I have to do it because it's in my head. Nick, Nickelodeon.
Wow, that lives deep in my heart.
If you go to patreon.com/stonerchicks for a small nominal fee each month, you will get extra bonus content. We have multiple levels. So if you want even more bonus content, you can pay a little bit more. As you go higher in levels, you can also do a Zoom smoke sesh with us or get some different kinds of merch, stickers. And anyone who signs up for our Patreon gets a shout out on the podcast. So thanks again, Nick from Chicago. And listeners, coming up next week on the podcast, the episode that will release on October 20th, we will be doing a stoner movie TV book club for the Netflix show Survival of the Thickest, which is a Michelle Buteau comedy in which she smokes pot. So we're all watching the first 5 episodes and we're going to talk about it on next episode. It's on Netflix if you would like to watch it and join us. Stoner movie TV book club. Ha And now for a sip of pumpkin.
Ooh. Can I take a hit from my bong?
Yes, Steph.
Why do you ever have to ask?
I don't know. I just feel like I need...
Just do it.
Okay, just
do it.
It's
time.
I have a fun announcement.
Ooh. What's that?
I'm in a show, 2 shows that I'm excited about this month of October at Comedy Sports Seattle in Fremont, Seattle. We often do a late show that's like a dirty show called The Blue Show. And in October, we're calling it The Boo Show, which I think is really cute.
Is that because there's ghosts?
Well, we are all wearing costumes.
Ghosts? You're all ghosts? Sorry.
No, but we are all wearing costumes. Sorry to disappoint.
That's really disappointing.
Okay. Well, anyway, I still think people should come see it.
No, I do want to see it.
I am hosting it on Saturday, the 21st of October, and then I'm a player in it on Saturday, 28th of October.
Ooh, that's a weekend of
Halloween.
It is 9:30 p.m. both nights, and you can find links to buy tickets on our website. If you're in Seattle or driving through and you're like, I want to see Phoebe in a costume.
And do comedy.
There you go.
Yeah.
So find that ticket link at stonerchickspodcast.com.
Thanks, Kayla.
Are you guys ready for what we're about to experience? We said a few episodes ago, we almost started talking about aliens, and then we were like, we can't. We must stop because we won't be able to stop if we don't now.
Yeah, it was at the very end of an episode.
We need a whole episode about aliens.
Oh my goodness. Well, I am going to light up this joint because I need to be smoking weed to talk about scary aliens, which might not be scary. I know. Well, I, Phoebe, am afraid of the unknown.
And I don't blame you, Phoebe. A lot of people are afraid of the unknown. Maybe today will get you, I think today will get you thinking, if anything. But I do want to say up top, whenever talking about subjects like this, where we really don't have the answers, it is important to take everything with a grain of salt.
Absolutely. And also know that the government releasing some of this information, albeit true or not, it's sometimes can be used as a distraction from other stuff. So it's important to still have fun with aliens, but also concentrate on the stuff that's important in that's going on today. But sure. It's also fun to think about aliens, you know?
Yes. And even though it's a few months ago now, the government, the Congressional Oversight Committee hearing, Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon, took place July 26th, 2023. And if you've been hearing people saying, like, the government admitted aliens are real, why is no one talking about the government saying aliens are real? It's because of this particular hearing that took place in July. And so I kind of went back and revisited it. And what I wanted to first research is, who did they interview in Congress and why?
Ooh.
When it happened, like, were you all following this? Did you watch stuff on it, or what are your takes?
I absolutely did, but I also follow some weird blogs just for fun. Because some of them are just like really more fanfic on aliens, and then some of it is more following the like actual stuff that's happening. So, and then there's people that dabble in that think both things are real at the same time, but I've been kind of following it. It's been fun.
Phoebe here. I really haven't been following it. Strangely, and maybe fittingly, several podcasts I listen to talk about it now and then. So that's how I get my info. But none of them are reporting it as news. They're just talking about their opinions. So
for me, I have a long history of Men in Black was the first movie that ever really shook me up. And I kind of can't think too hard about it usually without it really starting to freak me out. So I've kind of purposely avoided reading anything about this because it's like, it's the thing that like, if I'm prone to believe and it freaks me out a little bit. So I'm ready. This is why I had to get my like pumpkin spice latte and like make things right for myself. I'm pretty stoned, but I'm a little nervous. I'm ready for you to tell me what's up.
Grace, I think my version of Men in Black for me was X-Files. Part of me that for me, X-Files was true to me. Like that was real. But anyway, so I love this stuff. I'm very excited to dive deep.
For me as a young girl, it was the Alien and Aliens movies. And I was like, cool, I'm never going to go to space and I'm good.
I have no idea why I like aliens so much. I don't remember the first time I was scared about it. But so I'm going to start with, so we used to refer officially to this phenomenon as UFOs, where people would see, you know, flying saucers, whatever. We now call them UAPs. And that originally stood for Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon. But in December 2022, the Pentagon officially changed the name of it to Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon to reflect submerged and transmedium objects, meaning they decided, okay, we're not fully convinced these are like coming from space, the sky. They could also be coming from the ocean. They also could be interdimensional.
And this is the official Pentagon.
Grace is shaking her head.
Grace looks freaked out.
Grace wants to go to a different reality right now.
Did anyone ever read Michael Crichton books growing up? Did you ever read Sphere?
No. I read Jurassic Park, both of them.
Same.
Sphere is about an alien spaceship under the sea. I think they made a movie about it, didn't they?
Well, as we know, a lot of fiction is based in reality. Okay, so over the years, hundreds of military and commercial pilots have reported UAP encounters. The Pentagon has released several videos in recent years showing some of the objects. Many end up having innocent explanations. They turn out to be weather balloons, drones, small aircraft, while others remain shrouded in mystery.
And where are you getting your info for this mostly, Kayla?
C-SPAN, NPR.
Okay, cool.
And a couple other places that I might not have saved.
No, that's okay. I was like kind of just wondering generally where it took you, but continue. This is a wonderful introduction.
Yeah. So the reason for this hearing is David Grusch. He's a whistleblower and former Defense Department employee, and he testified alongside former military pilots about their firsthand accounts of UFOs, and they appeared before a House Oversight and Accountability Subcommittee. Topics included threats to national security, government transparency, and reporting, and like the process for reporting UAP encounters. Also interviewed was Ryan Graves, the executive director of Americans for Safe Aerospace, and retired Navy commander David Fravor. So I watched David Grusch's opening statement and like really paused. And anytime he said something I didn't understand, I looked it up just to make sure I understood what was going on. So he was an intelligence officer for 14 years in the government. He was a major in the U.S. Air Force, both active duty, International Guard, and Reserve. Since 2021, he's worked for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, or the NGA. And he holds his position there is like the equivalent of a military colonel, but it's not a military organization. It's a government agency that kind of like is responsible for monitoring the skies and the oceans. So like, if a plane, like planes that are flying, let's see, I looked up what it said on the website. The NGA delivers world-class geospatial intelligence that provides a decisive advantage to policymakers, military service members, intelligence professionals, and first responders. So anyone who sails a ship, flies a U.S. aircraft, makes national policy decisions, fights wars, locates targets, responds to national disasters, or even navigates with a cell phone, relies on information from the NGA.
So like they're the ones that you go to know what's up.
They're monitoring the skies.
Okay.
And
okay.
Weather and all those things. So he works for them and he's the co-lead for the UAP and Transmedium Object Analysis. And he reports directly to NGA's official UAP task force.
Okay.
He came forward as a whistleblower in May of 2022 through an urgent concern filing to the intelligence community's inspector general, following multiple reports from current and former intelligence community members and the U.S. government that the U.S. government was operating above U.S. congressional oversight with regards to UAPs. So he's the guy, like, if you see a UAP or you want to come forward with any information regarding that, this is the guy you go to. So he's had somewhere around 40 members of like the CIA, FBI, and US military come forward to him, so he says, and report that there are secret programs going on that the US Congress doesn't know about, which is illegal, technically.
Whoa.
So because of this, he came forward and was like, I feel it's my duty to report this. He has not claimed to have seen any UAPs ever himself.
Okay, important.
But like I said, if like a video is captured of UAP, he's the person that catalogs it. What he said in his opening statement is, quote, I was informed in the course of my official duties of a multi-decade crash retrieval and reverse engineering program to which I was denied access to additional read-ons when I requested it. I made the decision based on the data I collected to report this information to my superiors, multiple inspectors general, and in effect becoming a whistleblower. As you know, I've suffered retaliation for my decision, but I am hopeful that my actions will ultimately lead to a positive outcome and increased transparency.
During this whole hearing, one of the things that got the most attention and that stunned people the most is that he says the people that came forward to him claim that the U.S. has not only retrieved crashed UAPs, but that they have non-human biologics that were recovered in those crashed aircraft.
Okay.
So these are the claims of these people. This is all stuff that is not classified. Like, if any of this information was like, this is some of the, like, I'll play a clip by Hank Green later where he talks about this, but like, all the stuff he's saying before Congress is stuff that, like, the U.S. government was like, you can say all this. Anytime he was asked anything that he couldn't talk about legally, he would say, I can tell you offline, but I can't tell you while we're being filmed.
Wow. Holy moly. Okay. So there was some other stuff that we don't know.
Yeah, but that Congress now knows.
Right.
Do you guys ever listen to the radio show Coast to Coast?
No.
Hosted by George Norrie. It was all about aliens and extraterrestrial and like all sorts of stuff. And it was on at like 11 to 3 in the morning. So when I was working at the liquor store, I'd be driving home and I'd listen to Coast and people like ex fighter jet pilots would call in to the show and tell, like, this is years ago, and talk about stuff that they had seen that they couldn't explain on their instruments that they were looking at or even with their eyes. They were just like, I don't know what I saw.
Yes. And there are hundreds of accounts like that. And Navy commander who testified, I believe he talked about like seeing things come out the ocean in San Diego and like off the coast of San Diego, stuff like that.
That scares me more.
Yeah.
The ocean stuff, you mean?
Well, I mean, the ocean scares me. But yeah, the idea is that things would be coming from the ocean out. And like that somehow seems scarier than maybe because it's already here. I don't know.
But that's the thought, is that if there ever had been contact with alien life, that that's where they would have been hiding from us all this time, is deep in the ocean, right?
We wouldn't know. We know more about the surface of the moon than we do about what's underneath the sea.
Oh.
So this is what happened in the hearing. Now, we should take everything that this guy says with a grain of salt. This is one man, and anyone can testify before Congress about anything if they invite you to.
Can I?
If they invite you to, Phoebe, yes, you can. But one thing I do know to be true about the Defense Department, our U.S. military, is they are awash with money. So much money that neither the staff nor the 1,200 auditors that audited them in 2018 could make any sense of where it went or how it was spent. Like, they failed an audit.
Of course they did.
It was like something like $20 trillion between 1998 and 2018 could not be accounted for.
But let's not fund schools.
No, it's funding military operations that Congress and the U.S. government itself does not know about. They don't know where this money has gone.
Oh.
So there's that.
Well, it's a Men in Black, Grace.
Oh, I mean, it's all fucked. Sorry, continue, Kayla.
No, it's all good. That's just something that I know to be true. And if you think about it in conjunction with these secret alien programs, I saw a Congresswoman, Ocasio-Cortez, asked about the alien stuff. And that was her point, was like, I don't know, like, that was some wild shit. But you know what I do know is true? The military has spent a lot of money. We don't know on what. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys follow Hank Green at all?
I love Hank Green. He's wonderful.
I do a little bit, but I know very little.
I don't know who that is.
He's an educator and a YouTuber and author, and he makes these crash course videos about all sorts of topics, literature or history or this or that. And even on physics, he's a really cool guy.
He really is. And I think of him in high regard. Like, I trust what he says. And he is a big skeptic about aliens. So I wanted to show you what he said after this hearing.
Okay, great.
Just to play devil's advocate on myself, because my imagination likes to run wild with this shit.
We know.
Which is where I'm going. I just had to make it clear that I'm not claiming to know anything definitive, and I'm just telling you what I enjoy about it the most.
Yeah, fair enough. Like we said at the beginning, we're all having fun here, and as Stephanie said, what's happening really here in the here and now is also very important.
Yeah, we should think about, I mean, aliens are fun, but there's also climate change and systemic issues.
It's come to my attention that people think that the government said that aliens are real. Like I keep hearing this. The government said aliens are real. Maybe we're doing it tongue-in-cheek, but like the government didn't say that aliens are real. What happened was a guy who worked for the government talked to people who worked at the government, and some of those people told him that aliens are real. Then he went to the Department of Defense, and he was like, can I say that aliens are real? And they were like, well, you can't say anything that's top secret or classified or anything like that, but you can say that aliens are real, which indicates that aliens aren't real, because if they were, and it was a big government cover-up, it would definitely be top secret and classified. He was allowed to say it, because you can't prevent people from saying things that aren't top secret or classified just because they're not true. So yeah, I don't think that the government has alien bodies.
Womp womp. Way to be a party pooper, Hank Green.
Yeah, or at least if they do, it's really top secret, and they know that most of these people talking don't know that.
Right, he has received a lot of backlash for coming forward from people in the government. I don't know a lot of detail on what that is, but he hasn't had an easy time since he decided to come forward with this.
Well, I kind of agree with him. I don't think the government has alien bodies per se. I think we have witnessed things we don't understand. And that's what I kind of believe.
I believe that there's stuff happening that we don't know about. I'm a little more of a conspiracy corner about it. But recently, someone in the Mexican government came forward with a, quote, alien body. Did you guys hear about that?
Yes. Two little bodies, right?
Wait a second. Hold on. I'm sorry. If we're going to start talking about alien bodies, then I think I need a smoke break.
I need a smoke break, too.
Okay. Smoke break, baby.
Welcome back from your smoke break, stoners. All of us are sitting here staring at a cute little alien.
He's so cute.
A UAP expert in Mexico presented for Mexican Congress and made a big splash in international news. Here he is. Let's take a poll. Who thinks this is real? Raise your hand if you think it's real. Okay.
Phoebe.
Just Phoebe.
Just Phoebe.
Yes, just me.
And so that leaves the three of us thinking it's not real.
It looks like someone made it out of clay.
Okay, yeah, that's what Hank Green says here. I have another clip of Hank Green talking about the little guy.
First glance, not super convinced. I mean, he looks like he was molded by human hands out of clay, but okay.
And they did little x-rays, and he's got little bones, and maybe he's got some eggs in his belt. I probably shouldn't say he. And big hips that you could just sort of pinch at. Just pinchy hips. Big hips, but the hips aren't bones. Those aren't bones because they're not on the x-ray, but there are big hips. I'm not sure what they're for, but look, it's an alien. What are we supposed to know? Important context. This guy who brought forth the evidence of aliens has brought forth other evidence of aliens other times, and those turned out to not be aliens. And there is a long history of intentionally trying to fake aliens. And I don't really get the motivation necessarily. Like, I get the motivation of wanting to be the person who discovered aliens. Totally get that. But, like, trying to fake people out about it. Maybe somebody's trying to fake this guy out, trying to sell him stuff that he would then buy, and then he would come forward with it. But it does seem like the kind of thing that you, like, what I'm looking at, you could definitely build a little skeleton out of bird bones and stuff, and then cover it in clay or something. And then say that, look, see, I've done x-rays. It is a real alien. Buy it from me and show it to the government. And in this situation, what you hear is extraordinary claims.
Okay. So anyway,
I agree with everything he's saying, but I still think they're real.
Do you really think aliens would look that humanoid with eyes and a mouth and bipedal and with arms?
I mean, no. I didn't until I saw the proof.
Oh my God. See, I so strongly associate that type of like alien body being displayed with Roswell shit because I grew up in New Mexico and that's all anyone fucking knows about New Mexico half the time. They're like, oh, you're from New Mexico. Is aliens real? And I went to the Roswell Alien Museum. I've talked about this before when I was little, and it was so lame and it was such a disappointment. It's just, you could never take it seriously once you went there. So I've kind of always associated that sort of alien evidence as being hokey crap. But look, we're all going to believe different stuff. I do feel, and I may speak on it later, that I may have had an encounter with a UAP at some point. So this is what I've got up my sleeve. But Kayla, please continue.
Yep.
Kayla, please continue.
My boyfriend also saw a UAP while we were camping one time. I'll get to that. So I wanted to get into like some celebrities that are really loud and proud about alien stuff. This is for you, Phoebe. One being Demi Lovato.
Is this like a BuzzFeed alien edition?
Yeah, this is.
BuzzFeed.
Fame.
Fortune.
Deceit.
BuzzFeed.
Allure. Gossip. Deceit.
A BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed.
Okay, so the reason I'm talking about Demi Lovato is because Demi Lovato and I fell down a similar alien rabbit hole, which is there's this man named Dr. Stephen Greer, who has been dedicated his entire life to trying to bring to light the same kind of stuff that David Grush was bringing to light in the congressional hearing. Over the last 30 years, he has identified over 700 high-level government and corporate whistleblowers willing to testify on their direct involvement with the UFO ET matter, advanced energy and propulsion systems, and the existence of covert government programs. So he's been like for decades trying to sound the alarm on this. He's provided direct briefings for U.S. presidents and senior government officials across the globe, drawing from his extensive intelligence archive. He has lectured all over the world. He has books. He has documentaries. He's like, which is something that makes me suspicious, because when you have a thing you're selling, but he really seems like someone who's trying to get, he's passionate about his message. So anyway, I watched one of his documentaries called Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. And I was not okay after.
Okay.
Can I be honest right now? I am high, but this started as a BuzzFeed. And then you told me about this guy who's not a celebrity.
So Demi Lovato and him are tight. And Demi Lovato has been in the press, like kind of going on ramblings about aliens. And I'm telling you that it's because of this guy, because she follows this guy and is friends with this guy and does alien contact meditations. With this guy. Okay. So here's Demi Lovato just like a week ago on Howard Stern. And she, it's a funny clip because she's like standing there ready to sing. And then he starts grilling her about aliens.
Aliens?
Yeah.
Oh so my God. I'm excited.
Here's this.
Do you believe the government is hiding evidence from us?
Yes. I haven't seen aliens per se, but I've seen UFOs. I've seen many UFOs.
No, what did you see and where were you?
So what I do is I will actually meditate. And then go
transcendental meditation?
No, this is like with the intention of seeing UFOs.
Oh, okay.
So you meditate for like 30 minutes and then you open your eyes and you want to do it someplace of a higher frequency. So like the desert. So
oh, no.
You meditate, you open your eyes and you look up. And for my birthday one year, I was like, guys, I really want to do this. Like, I was with a group of friends. I was like, can we all meditate? Like, I know it sounds really boring, but I want to do this.
Well, you really do have good friends, because I would have been like,
yes.
Are you? You're crazy.
Like, whatever you want to do is your birthday.
Right.
Okay, cool. So we all of a sudden, within 10 minutes, we look up in the sky and there was this huge orb of light that just appeared out of nowhere in the middle of the sky. It was bigger than any other star in the sky. Then it starts to make like this motion movement of like a question mark in the sky. And then it gets small and then it just backs out. And I was like, did y'all see that? That's
did they
what
see
I'm talking
it?
About. Yes, everyone saw it.
Are they afraid to tell you they haven't seen
no,
it?
No, they all saw it. And then there's been other occasions where a light will like appear.
Okay. You know, that made me think of when I was like 12, 13 and I'd have slumber parties all the time with my friends. We would always try to like bring forth ghosts or make creepy things happen. And
Ouija
we would do
board.
A lot of sitting in the dark and like relighting candles, tarot cards. And stuff that felt really freaky and really unexplainable always happens.
Same.
I think it's the power. I think that we should take a little more credit. It's the power of like group mind and a certain kind of energies can kind of just make you create situations, in my experience.
I remember light as a feather, stiff as a board working.
Me too. Yeah. 100%.
Oh, then aliens are real. I'm teasing.
Well, sometimes I feel like the power of our thoughts like that is like we create reality with our thoughts. But anyway, that's another.
But that's different than, in my opinion, that is different than seeing that and aliens have traveled here and you're seeing it. But anyway, we can move on. Off topic. My apologies.
No, it's not that off topic. Like the power of our mind and our thoughts, like Steve, this documentary, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, is about how using meditation and tapping into our psychic abilities can bring us closer to aliens and able to communicate. So,
Oh, no.
Grace, I'm with you. Grace, we're keeping this podcast tethered. Don't worry.
I need someone else to watch this documentary so they can talk to me. Okay.
Kayla.
I have no one to talk about it.
Listeners, please hit up Kayla after you watch this documentary.
Please, please.
One thing, though, when people start talking about higher frequency, that's a huge red flag because higher frequency is like kissing cousins with twin flame. You know what I mean?
Maybe, maybe. Call me crazy, Grace. I agree.
But Kayla, I feel like you could, like, I feel like twin flames is something you and a different life would have fallen into.
No comment. Yeah. So here's a video of, so this is what you're seeing right in front of you is Dr. Stephen Greer, the guy I was talking about, and Demi Lovato sitting in camping chairs in Joshua Tree.
Is there high frequency there?
Trying to make contact. Yes, there's high frequency in Joshua Tree. Phoebe, I'm getting defensive. Little sister Kayla's coming out. Okay, so he's explaining how he has built an app that teaches you how to do this meditation. So
I'll try to stay open.
Cool.
Okay, I will too.
And it trains you to be able to use your consciousness and mind to see remote places, but also contact these extraterrestrial civilizations and invite them or guide them into where you are. And that's what we're doing. And we've been doing this now for 30 years. And we have had literally thousands of events happen up to and including ETs appearing here in this area and making contact with us. And the purpose of what we're doing now is to try to get about 1% of the world population to be meditating and making peaceful contact, which is the amount needed to make a shift in the direction of the planet towards a civilization that is enlightened and peaceful and can go on in a positive way for thousands of years.
Have you seen the movie Pacific Rim?
No.
Okay, so essentially the premise of the movie, there's this technology in the future where you can brain combine with someone. Anyway, they use it to brain combine with an alien that they're battling, and it was bad news. So I don't think we should be doing this.
Well, he claims to have had lots of contact and says that they're all peaceful. And he has a whole documentary about how he fears that the U.S. government is going to try to convince people that aliens are a threat when they are not. And even go as far as like this is conspiracy corner, like staging alien attacks to like make us think that it's an issue and have control over like our thoughts on the situation.
Oh, it sounds like a really good plot to something. Like whoever, it's good writing. It's good writing.
Agreed. So that's Dr. Stephen Greer. If anybody watches that documentary, please send me an email so I can feel less crazy here on this island by myself.
Okay, the kind of UAP that I don't think, like contact, that sort of thing, that's where you really lose me. What I can get behind is the sort of thing like Steph was talking about, the military guys saying, or these different people saying, people witnessing objects that move in ways that are inexplicable.
Yes, which is what he claims to see when he does these meditations. And what's really baffling to a lot of people, especially people in the military, they're like, this is technology we don't understand. It's going faster than the speed of light in some cases. Like they turn at hard at right angles. Like they don't move like any aircraft that currently exists human made. Dr. Stephen Greer thinks that what powers those vehicles is thought. That the power of thought is what is powering these unexplainable vehicles, which a lot of people claim don't make any noise. Like they don't sound like they have an engine or anything when they encounter them.
Huh. Okay. That is insanely interesting. Because, I don't necessarily aliens are coming from space. I don't necessarily believe that.
I did, but I don't anymore.
I think there are other ways for other intelligent life to visit this planet via spaceship. And I don't know what that is. And I think that's maybe what we're seeing, what we're experiencing, is other life out there interacting with our planet somehow.
Yeah, like such spiritually intelligent, universally, they exist in a plane that I can't even conceive of as is.
Well, okay, can I tell a really quick story? I got super baked a long time ago when I was like 20 years old. I was up in Canada and I bought weed
forever ago.
And I bought weed off this random lady who I asked where the parking garage was. And she was like in her 60s or 70s. And she's like, I don't know where the parking garage is, but you want to buy some weed? And I said, yes. And so I bought it and I went and smoked it. And I was laying in my hotel room and I went somewhere else. I don't know how to explain it, but like my consciousness was transmitted. In hindsight, I think maybe I went to a different time or a different universe, but I was somewhere else. And I don't know how to explain it, but I went somewhere else. So I can kind of see something based on that Canadian woman's magical weed.
Yeah. Your consciousness elevated to some other degree that we can't explain. But there's so much shit like that that's unexplainable. Even stuff like remember that listener wrote in about lucid dreaming and then experiencing the things she dreamt, and like consciousness is wild. And this is just one person's like way of trying to make sense of all of it. We're still in BuzzFeed, by the way, because Tom DeLonge is famously like the most vocal celebrity about alien stuff. He's got his own like fucking company. He's in it. Here he is on Steve-O's podcast.
I love Steve-O.
I love him too. So Steve-O has Tom DeLonge on, and of course they get into aliens. And I thought I watched the entire interview. It was pretty interesting. Tom DeLonge I've been a fan of Blink-182, like growing up and stuff like that, and of him. Maybe he's the reason why I was originally had interest sparked in aliens, but I watched him for an hour and I was kind of like, this guy seems pretty insufferable in some ways. Like seems like he's got like an ego.
Where are you?
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I thought the most interesting story he told was about his dealings with the Italian government. I've heard people say like, if aliens are real, why are they only showing up in America? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, they aren't. There's other...
Yeah, clearly those two little aliens were in Mexico.
Yeah. But like the French government, I know, is really active on UAPs. The Italian government is really active on UAPs. And according to Tom DeLonge, so is the Vatican. And he's talking about one experience he had with the Italian government.
What I've learned is that all the secrecy around UFOs was for good reason, because we didn't know what it was. Then we thought it was aliens, and we realized, holy shit, they're not aliens, there's something else. And then we're like, what do? We need to study this, understand this. We need to build a weaponry or something on a way to push back. We got to do something, but it might take like 70 years. And then like 70 years later, I'm like sitting there like, hey, I got an idea, let's talk about this. And some of the people were like, it's time to talk about it. Others were like, it's not time. But it's nature, so we got to kind of confront it regardless. But it's very real. It's insanely bigger than you think it is. It's not just a few things in the sky. It's very, very big. I got brought over to Italy. Some dudes with Italian intelligence in Vatican and UN, they were all there, went to military base, had these briefings, and they showed me a map of the Mediterranean. And what was happening was on the coast of Sicily, all these like apartments were like catching on fire. Like a microwave, boom, some books, boom, like the fucking couch, boom. And so the government came in and they're like, what the fuck is going on here? So they quarantine the area, get everyone to leave, and they're going, why are things catching on fire? they detected these energy beams, energy weapons or something that were coming off of the way out in the ocean in the Mediterranean. So this dude gets, he was a colonel at the time. He was in charge. Oh, what they looked out and saw were UFOs were out in the ocean fucking around. So the head of the UFO program and the head of the Italian Navy SEALs get on an unmarked civilian helicopter and just fly out to go see what's going on out there. As they're flying, a UFO pops out of the ocean and shoots their fucking helicopter down. I have the documents on the Italian intelligence letterhead. I talked to the two dudes I was in the meeting with that were on the fucking helicopter. I have pictures of the helicopter being chased by the UFO and all the damage that was done to it with some type of microwave weapon or something. And what they found out was that there were airplanes and other helicopters kind of in the area, but the UFO knew that those dudes were looking for him. It's like they can read their minds. It's like we have drones that fly around and listen to people's like cell phones and shit. They do it with thought. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine in advance, sure. Oh, yeah, we don't need to listen to their phone. I'll just fucking point my dish at Steve-O and I can hear his, whoa, he's thinking of some weird shit. You know, like,
right.
Shoot him down, you know? So it's just absolutely wild. So the map they showed me of the Mediterranean, they go, these are all the hot spots of what's happening with UFOs just recently. And there was hundreds of marks, hundreds, all over the ocean. There are just things happening everywhere, every day. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, there's I heard the big base under Puerto Rico off the.
I think they're I think they're probably everywhere. I would imagine in all over the place in our oceans. Yeah.
Why would the Italian government give Tom DeLonge classified information?
That is in my head.
That if you he does go into that, how he got to have any sort of power or influence in this arena. In the interview with Steve-O.
It sounds like mental illness a little bit.
Wow.
You think?
I don't know. A little bit. Like a little, I don't know, saying that you're like in a room with like really important people looking at classified documents like that doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't sound super duper realistic, but who knows? It may be. I don't know. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Allegedly could be true. Allegedly not true. Who knows? But I do know I would make out with both him and Steve-O.
Oh my God.
Which makes me believe him a little more because I don't want to make out with the meditation guy. And that is how I find my truths.
Just some cute stoners. I'd be like, yeah, you can talk my ear off about aliens. But
you know what I think aliens are, Kayla? Mm. I think aliens are actually going to be like a primordial slime.
Whoa.
Something like that.
That does sound like some X-Files shit.
Something like that. I don't know.
I just hope there's no aliens that are the poop monster that lives in the porta potties from X-Files, because that terrified me as a child. And I would make my dad or mom follow me anytime I went to restrooms in the woods because I was so afraid there was going to be a little monster at the bottom of the toilet.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that would have scared me very badly. Wait. The only time that anything weird has ever happened to me where I really can't fucking explain it, it was 2021. It was probably 1 a.m. I was outside in Santa Fe smoking a cigarette at night, and the moon was really bright that night. So it was sort of light out, and there's a big tree in the yard next to me. And I saw it look like there was some sort of craft or flying object flying totally silently, really low, that was like almost invisibility cloaked. Like it looked transparent, but it was flying very, like I could see the branches of the tree in front of it, but it seemed very large. And it was flying very low and there was no sound. And I wasn't drunk. I mean, I'm sure I was stoned, but like, I'm always stoned. So like, I don't know. There was something about it that really threw me off where I was like, I don't understand what I just saw.
Well, Grace, I would make out with you. So I believe you.
Oh, well, there are you. That's the credibility meter for Phoebe.
Just decided.
Yeah. Isn't it something like your brain, so the light and the reflection that your eyes take in and how you process sight like your brain fills in so many gaps. And if you see something that you've never seen before, your brain can't fill in the gaps. And so you'll use things to fill in the gaps in order to make sense of it. So we have UFOs in our pop culture and our psyche. So we might be seeing things that we just don't, can't comprehend. And our brain is just going pop culturally, like we know UFOs. So that's, we kind of make it look like that because we just don't know what we're seeing.
Right. But there are cases where like an entire town sees something. Like, have you watched Unsolved Mysteries?
Oh, hell yeah.
Or season one, episode 5 is about a UAP event in the Berkshires in 1969. And it's like, they interview a bunch of different people from the town who all saw it.
But I think they're doing this, like, all people haven't seen what we're seeing. So maybe they're all using the collective consciousness of knowing what those things are and piecing it together that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am a big believer that time's nonlinear, but we see it linear. So, like, I feel like in that case, like, everything's actually happening all at once. So in a way that my brain can't comprehend, but I saw the movie Arrival. So... I don't know. That would mean like it's not even the aliens are so ahead of us. It's just that if they don't go by those laws of time, it could be aliens from millions of years from now, but it's all the same. I don't know if what I said just made sense. But...
It made all the sense, Phoebe. Yes.
Thank you. I think what you just said underscored this entire beautiful presentation, which is that we don't know shit. And there's a lot of interesting ideas of what might be going on. But Kayla, thank you for bringing this to us. It was very illuminating.
Oh, God. It was an amazing. I had so much fun.
I hope it was a good Friday the 13th activity.
It was. And yeah. Can I just plug, weirdly, recently I've been watching one of the Jersey Shore family reunions.
Just
that Jersey Shore is still happening with the original cast.
Great.
And Sammy is back, which is why I was watching it. But in it, Pauly D, I guess, always does pranks. And his latest prank in this season is that he hired a drone company to come and fly a bunch of drones like outside of their house and got the whole production crew to like go along with it and make it seem like something was going on. And Dina and Snooki freak out so bad. And Dina is like sobbing and like, I need to get to my kids. Stop filming. Get me out of here. And like, Patty won't take her. And she like packs a bag and like tries walking away. And they're
That's not funny. If you get to that point.
Well, I guess in a season before, she made it faked that someone got killed. I didn't watch it. I did not watch this, but when I was feeling that way, and then they say like, well, we're getting you back from you. You made us think we all saw someone get murdered. And I was like, what the fuck is this show?
American reality television.
Funny to me that I just watched all of the Jersey Shore cast reacting to fake
an alien encounter.
UFOs. They're still around, everybody. Just like us.
Now I know Demi Lovato's a little freak. I love it.
I would do drugs with her in the desert as long as I didn't have to meditate the whole time.
Same. Why not?
Happy Friday the 13th, everybody. And thank you for listening to our first very spooky episode of Stoner Chicks podcast. Thank you, Kayla, for freaking our beans. And if you want your beans freaked even more, remember that you can go over to patreon.com/stonerchicks to help support us. If you want to sign up for our email list, you can go to stonerchickspodcast.com. There you can also buy merch and find out about upcoming shows like Kayla's monthly sketch show at the Pack Theater or Phoebe's upcoming improv shows at Comedy Sports in Seattle. On TikTok, we are Broccoli Broads. On Instagram, we're Stoner Chicks Podcast. And please email us at stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to send high thoughts to Stephanie, you can say, dear Stephanie, hope you're well and happy. Or if you have any stoner movie book club suggestions for 2024. Like I said, we're about to watch Survival of the Thickest, but we're always open to hearing about different movies or shows that involve women smoking weed. So sound off. If you want to send us snail mail, we have a P.O. Box, P.O. Box 80586, Seattle, Washington, 98108. Write that to Stoner Chicks Podcast. And If you rate and review us on Apple or Spotify, we'd be so happy. If you write us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, we'll read it on the podcast. We couldn't do it without you. Please spread the word. And you know what, Stephanie? What do stoner chicks always say?
The truth is out there.
Oh, shit. Smoke your weed.
Spooky. Smoke your weed.